Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I really love it when fans of this program hit me up and they tell me about the very first song that impacted their life. Okay, it could have been the first song they ever danced to with the kick drum and bass, thumping bass line that just brought them out of their seat. Or the smoothest ballad that takes them back to a time of their first love or a special time in their life. Or any other of a thousand reasons why there was a song that became very special to them early on. It still carries through even to this day. So I thought that we would play one of these impactful songs for a very special listener to the show. So let's go ahead and open this window here at the TCT Artist Exchange. And Uncle CP, this one is for you.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. Fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing and all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got to. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, Viva, Viva Las
Vegas. Was the man. Back then, everybody was a fan of Elvis.
Yeah, but I was a little overboard. That Christmas album I gave Mom, she didn't want to remember that.
Yeah.
Harry took it. I'll never get that. Harry took my Roustabout album.
And Charles, everybody was a fan of Elvis.
Like I said, I went and saw every movie he made at the Carlton Theater.
Yeah.
Soon it came out, I had to be there. Speedway, Viva Las Vegas, Clam Bake, all that stuff, man. Roustabout.
Clam Bake. That really goes back.
All this movie, man.
Wow.
Don't forget that.
And he would always have these cool names associated with his character for that movie. Like in Speedway, what was his name? Chase. Ace or something like that.
Skip.
Yeah.
Speedy.
Speedy. Yeah. But the catchy, the names got me. You know, I think he was Rusty in about six
Rusty,
movies.
Yeah. For people in Las Vegas, he was Rusty.
Yeah. Elvis, God bless him. He was an icon.
How we doing tonight? We're Free Union. Thanks for being here. Keep it going. It's gone. Everything that we shared, and I never imagined you there. If I could go back in time, I would change everything that we. Could say what I wanted to say, girl. You're driving me mad. Pretty baby, tell me,
how can I live what you want? You won't stop telling me to let you go. How can I live what you want?
Too much time being lovers, and we made the best attempts at being others. Yeah. Oh, if I could go back in time, I would change everything that we. Driving me mad. Oh, pretty baby, tell me,
how can I give you what you wanted? You won't stop telling me to let you go. How can I give you what you wanted? You won't stop telling me to let you go.
I would change everything that we hate. If I could say what I wanted to say, girl, you're driving me mad. Come on, y'all. Pretty baby, tell. Put your hands together. Come on. Hey. Kick it. Let's go.
can I give you what you want? If you won't stop telling me to let you go,
man.
Say.
Taylor.
Here on the TCT Artist Exchange, we're mostly about the music. We like to play a lot of different eclectic music for different tastes, different genres. But every now and then, we'll try to fit in some fun stuff, some games and some challenges and just some things to break the monotony. And most times, these challenges go pretty smoothly. We try to get contestants on that are energetic, that are into the games, that are into the format of it, and try to have a good time. But every so often, things don't quite go as planned. So we want to play back a challenge that we call Rapid Fire with two contestants, Lamar and Ken. And somehow, this very simple challenge just went off the rails. We don't know quite where, we don't know quite how, but it took a lot longer to explain the rules than the entire program. Let's take a listen. Because I have you both on the line to participate in one of our challenges, okay? And it'll be, it's very simple. It'll happen very quickly. It's called Rapid Fire, all right? And here's—
oh my goodness.
And here's how it goes. All right, there's five rounds to this game. All right, and in each round, you'll be given a question, a topic, a subject, or subject matter. And what you're going to do is you're going to answer that subject matter, okay? It's very simple. The answering to the topics real easy, one or two, three-word answers, but you want to do them as quickly as possible, and here's the reason why. As soon as you provide an answer, your opponent, or your challenger in this case, they're required to respond with another answer. Now, the quicker they can respond, the better. Once they respond, you have to respond and add to that quickly, and I'll show you how that goes. Basically, if you let 5 seconds go by before you provide a response, then you'll hear that nefarious buzzer. That round will be over, and the previous answer will be considered winning that round, okay? Just as a practice round, this one bears no point value. But just to get an idea how this goes, and keep in mind, you want to answer as quickly as possible. One, because that puts your challenger in a difficult position of having to think of an answer in 5 seconds or less.
Wait. Somebody goes first?
Somebody will go first.
I
will.
At the same time.
It's one at a time.
I understand that you a millennial man, but ladies first.
Ladies first, exactly. So I'll say go, and I'll say what the topic is.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
For this experimental round, Lamar, you'll be the first to respond. But as soon as she does, Ken, you need to respond with an answer as quick as possible. You don't want 5 seconds to go by. Once he does, Lamar, same thing for you. You want to respond quickly. All right? So if I was to say, Lamar, your topic matter is U.S. cities.
Charlotte.
Ken, you got to answer. You just have to come up with... Okay, but you want to do it within 5 seconds or else you lose the round.
But you said she goes first, right?
And she did. She said Charlotte. Okay, as soon... Okay, you want to do it as quickly as possible.
Because my phone is...
No, it could be a one-word answer then, right?
It could be a one-word answer. You want to answer as briefly as possible to put your opponent in a position where they can't think of an answer.
Okay. All right, so listen, when you say it, I could just blurt out an answer?
When it's your turn.
She goes first. All right, go ahead. Well, she'll go first
in one round, you'll go first in another.
And you go, yeah.
We'll try to be as fair as possible. We'll allow you to go first with this next experimental question, okay?
It doesn't matter.
To embrace the realm of fairness, we're going to give you the opportunity to go first with this experimental before the game starts. So if I was to say, Ken, things that scare people.
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Republicans.
Now hold on. You only answer once, and then Lamar, you have to add.
Well, she said ghosts. I say Republicans.
Okay.
Then I have to respond after him.
Yes.
Oh, we keep going?
Yes, you have to keep going till the person doesn't have an answer within 5 seconds. Okay, that's how you went around. By your opponent not being able to answer within the five-second period.
It's more like tagging to you and out of words.
Exactly. Okay? Whew. And by now, we've lost all our sponsors. All right, we've had two experimental rounds that were both failures, so we're going to move on to the real game. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, so you understand the rules of rapid fire. You want to answer before...
Yeah, it's Lamar's turn. Lamar goes first.
Okay, you want to answer before the 5 seconds are up or else you lose that round. Once an answer has been provided by your opponent, you want to quickly come up with another response.
Yeah. Okay? I got it.
All right, so Lamar, round one, you go first. And we have 5 rounds here. It's the contestant that gets 3 out of the 5 rounds wins. First person to get 3. All right?
Sounds good.
So, Lamar, you go first.
And I'm here.
The topic is things that are sticky. Things that
glue. Glue.
Round one goes to Lamar. And we're hoping that you're awake.
We're gonna
go on to round two, allow you to start first. And you can provide any response to this that you want. It could be a one-word answer, it could be three, four-word answer, but do it as quickly as possible. Your opponent will respond, and you need to immediately come up with another response. And you continue like that until someone can't answer in 5 seconds. So, Ken, your topic here is anything that's all about being a teenager.
Can't vote.
Cars.
Can't drive.
Insecurity.
Can't drink.
Want to be 21.
Can't stay out late.
No parents.
Gotta go to school.
College.
Can't run for president.
Understanding that's not true.
No, you gotta be 35.
Notice that you can use as many words as you like.
Oh. Can't run for Congress.
Also, that's true, okay. Confusion.
Can't run for Senate.
A lot of camps in your answers, Ken.
Not wanting to be political.
Peer pressure.
I didn't hear you.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. Thoughts of the future.
You gotta keep up with other people, style of dress.
Truth.
Late night parties.
Lies.
Pretty good rap. Pretty good rap. I thought there would be some typical things like what is there about being a teenager? Pimples. And you guys did talk about driving your first car.
We black people, we don't get
first people. Date. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of things that could have been included. Good round,
cross
good
that
round.
One off.
At this juncture, the score is Lamar 2, Ken 0. And just when you thought that things were starting to normalize, well, this category is things that you see at grandma's house.
Cousins.
Plates.
Music.
Tupperware.
Bible.
Beds.
Children, yeah.
Pictures.
Chairs.
Memories.
Oh, I have one. A Potbelly oven.
Silverware.
Outdoor picnics.
Old stamp collection.
I'll say that again. We didn't quite hear that.
Old truck collection.
Ah, good. There you go.
Grandma's house.
Well, you're an easy challenger, Ken. I got to tell you. Good round, good
round. We're going to be partners to everything, you and me. It's too bad we're not playing safe.
All right.
So well.
So, that's three rounds. Lamar, you've won all three rounds. We're going to give you one more bonus round, just Ken, so you can save face. We're going to let you start first. And your topic for this round is breakfast foods. Ken, go ahead.
Cereal.
Coffee. Bacon.
Pancakes.
Pineapples.
Waffles.
Making me hungry, guys.
Let's say potatoes.
Sausage.
Me too.
Grits.
Omelet.
Omelet, yeah. Green pepper.
Hot cereal.
We'll allow that.
Milk.
Did she say something?
She said milk.
Milk.
Oatmeal.
Sugar.
That's not a breakfast food.
Yeah, is that a meal?
That's a condiment.
Oh, it's part of mine, so I don't know. I just lost track. I just started thinking the kitchen thing. You know, I lost track of the breakfast.
We'll make sure to come
here. I'm seeing myself at the table. What should be there?
We'll make sure we'll come to your house for a hot bowl of sugar very soon.
Yeah, I got it on a technicality.
Anytime.
Well, listen, thank you both for participating in the Rapid Fire Challenge.
Yeah, that was fun.
You won, though. You won. You got more than
that. You're both winners.
Appreciate it. We got to chat out again sometime.
You know, we're a no-frills program.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Kenny.
we're no Phil's program, so there isn't any prizes. I'm sorry to tell you, but thanks for playing. you guys were very good. Well, thanks, Lamar and Ken, for working your way through the Rapid Fire Challenge. We heard from Elvis today with Viva Las Vegas and Free Union, a song called How. And we're gonna close out today's episode with the motet and Closed Mouth Doesn't Get Fed.
And if you wanna fill your cup, then back that fridge on up.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.